Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
By the time God had fully prepared Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, God came to him and equipped him with 3 miraculous signs that he could use before the people to clearly identify him as the one that God had selected. The story of these 3 signs has become a popular Sunday school lesson over the years, but the real spiritual light and significance of these 3 signs goes far beyond any Sunday school lesson. There's a powerful speaking and shining from the Lord for all of his people in this word. Please, don't miss this classic presentation from Exodus on today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. And with us again for a program that I believe will be a very memorable one for all of us is Ed Marks. Brother Ed, welcome back to the program.
Chris, it's good to be back, and I agree with you that this will be a memorable and very helpful program for our listeners in their spiritual life with the Lord.
Ed, today's message is one of those true classics in this ministry. The subject that we've come to are these signs that accompanied the calling of Moses by the Lord as he prepared to deliver Israel out of the land of Egypt. I remember as a young man in my 20s, the impact that this word had on me at the time when I heard Witness Lee give this message. Ed, what can you say about this message before we get to the program?
Well, Chris, this word had an impact on me also. And what we're going to see in this program, Chris, is that when Moses was called by God, God gave him 3 signs that would show both the children of Israel and Pharaoh that he was one who was called by God and sent by God. And the 3 signs that we'll see in this program, the first one is Moses had to cast down his rod. His rod became a serpent. And then he picked the serpent up by the tail, and it became a rod again. Then the second sign, he put his hand in his bosom. He pulled it out. His hand was leprous. The third sign is he took some water from the Nile River, poured it out on the dry ground, and the water from the Nile River became blood. So these 3 signs are the serpent, leprosy, and blood. The serpent signifies Satan. Leprosy signifies the flesh of sin with its rottenness, uncleanness, corruption, and hopelessness. And then the blood, which the source of it was the Nile River, signifies the world, the worldly supply, which is just actually death. So if we're going to be ones who are sent by God and who are called by God to fulfill his purpose, we need to know how to deal with Satan, the flesh, and the world. And this is what we'll see in this marvelous broadcast, Chris. This is very enlightening.
This is one of those, Ed, that really is full of light. I think we'll read these verses from chapter 4 just to really familiarize our listeners with these stories again, beginning at verse 2 in chapter 4. And Jehovah said to him, "What is this in your hand?" And he said, "A staff." And he said, "Throw it on the ground." And he threw it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses recoiled from it. And Jehovah said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand and take it by its tail." So he stretched out his hand and seized it, and it became a staff in his hand. Now verse 6, And Jehovah further said to him, "Now put your hand into your bosom." And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, there his hand was, leprous like snow. And verse 8, And if they do not believe you or heed the first sign, then they may believe the next sign. And if they will not believe even these 2 signs or listen to your voice, then you shall take some of the water of the river and pour it on the dry ground. And the water that you take out of the river will become blood upon the dry ground. Ed, these are wonderful verses. Let's find out about them. Here's Witness Lee.
Today, whosoever would say that he or she has been called by God, with them there should be these 3 subjective signs. Firstly, the serpent, Satan. Secondly, leprosy, sin that causes rottenness, corruption, and uncleanness. Then lastly, the blood. That signifies death. Satan, sin, and death. If you say that you have been called by God, just to know God, burning the symbols, that is rather objective. You need some subjective experiences to prove to people that you have really been called by God and sent by God. You have to know how to deal with Satan. And you have to know how to deal with sin. And you have to know how to deal with death. While Moses was rejecting God's calling, he was 80. He was relying upon a rod. The rod became his support. He told God that he would not accept God's calling because he considered that the children of Israel would reject him, would say that God has never appeared to him. So God said, what is in your hand? He said, a rod. God said, cast it on the ground. Don't keep it in your hand. Don't rely upon that. Cast it away. And he did. A serpent came out. The Bible tells us this serpent is always hiding himself in something. Actually, that rod upon which Moses was relying was just Satan. Whatever you rely upon, that is a rod. If you rely upon your husband, you know what is your husband? A serpent. In your eyes, that is a hero. A husband, a gentleman, a doctor. But in God's eyes, that is a serpent. You may rely upon your ability. Throughout the whole Bible, it has been made so clear to all of us who read the Bible that whatever we rely upon always becomes the usurping serpent. Satan today usurps all mankind, hiding himself in all the things which became a rod to everyone. God didn't tell Moses, throw the rod away. God said, cast it on the ground. If it remains in your hand, you could only see it as a rod. You can never see it as a serpent. You must let it go for a while. Cast it down. Don't throw it away. You still need it. You still need a wife. You still need the schooling. You still need the savings in the bank. Don't burn the account. Don't throw that away, but you have to cast it down. But when it was cast away on the ground, it became a serpent. Then God told him, Moses, take it up by the tail. If you take the tail of the serpent, the whole serpent collapses. If you take the head, it bats you. This is a picture. Do you understand? To have the best education by the tail. What does this mean? What is by the tail? For the Lord. You study not for yourself, but for the Lord. Just apply this principle to everything. One who claims to be sent by the Lord, he must be the one who knows the serpent is hiding in everything, in every person, in every matter. In everywhere, get hands education, master degree, doctor degree, by the tail. And everything by the tail, the upside down rod in your hand is your authority. By handling situations by the tail. Here is our power. Here is our authority.
Ed, there is so much light attached to this speaking about the rod of Moses really representing Satan to Moses. It's worth hearing this point again and again, I think, until it becomes crystal clear what we're talking about. What is the significance of the rod becoming the serpent once Moses cast it down, Ed?
Well, Chris, this is very helpful and very enlightening, and I want to emphasize again that if we're going to be ones who are called by God and sent by God, these signs have to be with us. The first sign is that of the rod becoming the serpent, which signifies Satan. What this shows us is that Satan always tries to hide himself in something, behind something, or under something. And whatever we rely upon other than the Lord Jesus himself has Satan behind it or Satan in it. Now, we need to apply this to our circumstances. For instance, we need to have a job, but we shouldn't rely upon our job. We should rely upon the Lord and trust in the Lord. If we rely upon our job, then Satan can use our job to usurp us, to take all of our time, to occupy us, and to take us away from God's purpose. And here's another example. You and I, we have wives, and there's Christian sisters out there that have husbands, but we shouldn't rely on our wives and our husbands. We shouldn't put them above the Lord. We have to rely on the Lord. If we put any person, whether it's a wife, husband, children, above the Lord Jesus himself, then we are relying on them, putting them first, putting them above the Lord, and then Satan has a way to usurp us. So the point here, Chris, is that anything we rely upon other than Christ himself can be a hiding place for the serpent. Now, what should we do? Well, Moses cast down the rod. He didn't throw it away. We shouldn't throw away our bank account, our property, our education, our children, whatever. We need to cast it down to the earth. We have to pick them up by the tail. Now, what does this mean? This means that everything we do and everything we have is for the Lord. Our marriage is not for ourselves. Our marriage is for the Lord. Our education is for the Lord. If we do everything and have everything for the Lord himself, then we handle every situation by the tail. And then that rod of Moses became his authority. So if we do everything and have everything for the Lord's interest and rely upon the Lord himself in everything, then we can have the authority, the God-given authority, to be one with the Lord to accomplish his purpose. I think this is a very helpful point, Chris.
It's helpful in so many practical areas, and I think the key word that you mentioned repeatedly is, what do we rely on? That's very much an inward factor, isn't it?
It is, Chris, and every day we need to start the day by having some time with the Lord. We are telling the Lord, Lord, we can't do anything apart from you. We rely upon you in everything.
And let's go back to Witness Lee. We have another picture to look at.
Let's go on to the second sign. After the learning of the first sign, out of a sudden, the Lord told Moses, put your hand into your bosom. And he did. Then the Lord said, took it out. What there? Leprosy. What does this indicate? Just to know Satan? That is not adequate. You have to know yourself. The rod you rely upon is a serpent. How about yourself? You think you are a gentleman? You think you are a high-educated lady? Cultured? We all think ourselves in this way. Actually, what is within us? Nothing but leprosy. We have to know ourselves in this way, that we are nothing but leprosy. Paul says within me, that is, in my flesh, there's no good thing. I am just embodiment of leprosy. This is the real meaning of the signs that the Lord gave Moses. You ask of me the evidences that I have sent to you. I tell you, these are the evidences. You have to learn how to handle the serpent, how to deal with the thing that you lay upon. And you also have to know, what are you? Don't say, I'm a doctor. No, you are not a doctor. You are just leprosy. Touch yourself. Put your hand into your bosom and see what will come out. How do you know? And how do others know? that you have been called, and you have been sent by God, there must be a sign that you do know that there's nothing good that dwells in you. You are just the composition, the embodiment of leprosy, of sin, of rottenness, corruption, and uncleanness. This is the second evidence that you have been called by God.
And the second sign that God gave Moses relating to his calling was the leprosy that appeared on his hand as he placed his hand in his bosom at God's instruction. Of course, leprosy represents sin in the Bible, but what was the more specific light that God wanted to give Moses by this sign?
Firstly, the bosom signifies what is within us. And like you said, leprosy signifies sin. So this shows us that what is within us, what is in our flesh, is nothing but sin. And Romans 7 tells us that absolutely nothing good dwells in our flesh. There is not such a thing as good flesh. Our flesh is the embodiment of sin, and sin is the evil element and evil nature of Satan. So, Chris, what this means is that in our flesh, we are lepers. Now, Chris, this is very important because if we're going to be used by the Lord, we have to realize that our flesh is a composition of leprosy. We have to realize and have the inner consciousness that we are full of sin, we're full of rottenness, we're full of corruption, and we're full of uncleanness. Anyone that thinks they are good, they're a good person, they're a good Christian brother, actually, you're disqualified from serving the Lord. In our flesh, we are just rotten to the core. And many times, the Lord will allow us to fail, to show us that in ourselves, in our flesh, we are nothing but corruption, sin, and rottenness. Now, what does this realization do? This realization forces us to turn to the Lord in our spirit, to look to the Lord in everything, and to rely upon the Lord in everything so that He could be the one living through us. If we're going to be used by the Lord, we need to realize that any kind of accomplishment we have, any kind of ability we have, does not qualify us to be God's sent one. What qualifies us to be God's sent one is to realize that our flesh is full of rottenness, corruption, and sin, and that we need to depend on the Lord, rely on the Lord in everything, and allow Him to live through us. Then we can be useful servants of God the way Moses was.
Well, Ed, the Lord gave Moses three signs. We've looked at two. We have one to go. Here again is Witness Lee.
Now we come to the third. The third sign was that the Lord asked Moses to take some water from Nile. Nile in the Bible signifies the source of earthly supply and enjoyment. Egypt in the Bible is always rich in these natural resources, mainly food and enjoyment, that were produced by the water of Nile. Apparently, it is supply and enjoyment, but in the eyes of God, it is death. The whole earth, all the supplies, all the enjoyment, entertainment, are nothing but death. You pour the water upon the dry land. Pour all your enjoyment. Pour all your earth supply. Then blood will be exposed. Death will be exposed. The third sign is to know that all the earthly supply and all the worldly enjoyment are nothing but death. Nightclub is death. Playing golf is death. All kinds of sports, entertainment are just death. Even all kinds of supply is just death. Here, the third sign is to know the world. The first one is to know Satan. The second one is to know the self, you and me. And the third one is to know the world. This is 100,000% corresponding with the New Testament teaching. In the New Testament, you do have the three things. Satan, self, and the world dealt with again and again and again and again. The strong evidences that you have been called and sent by God is that you know Satan. And you know yourself and you know the world. Satan is against Christ, the Son of God. Why? Because the Son of God came to destroy Satan. And the self is against the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit and the self, or the Holy Spirit and the flesh, they are fighting. And the world is against the Father. Why three? Because three enemies against the dispensational God. Anyone that is met by the Lord, this one surely knows where the serpent is and how this one is. And this one also knows how to deal with the source of the earthly supply and enjoyment. In other words, Satan, self, and the world will lose every inch of their ground in this one. Such a one is the called one and is the sent one. I tell you, such evidences are strong signs that you have been called and sent by the Lord.
Yet now we've come to the third sign in chapter 4. By the first two signs, Moses got to know Satan, and he got to know himself. The third sign is the Nile River, and God's requiring Moses to take water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground where it became blood. What do we see by this third sign?
Well, Chris, the water of the Nile signifies the earthly supply and the worldly enjoyment. The Nile River was what supplied all of Egypt. Egypt signifies the world. Pharaoh signifies Satan. Satan's kingdom is the world, and the Nile is the supply of the world, the enjoyment of the world. So what this shows us is that the earthly supply and the worldly enjoyment in the eyes of God is blood, and blood signifies death. So the people of the world who don't know the Lord, they look to the world for supply and enjoyment, but actually they're drinking death. And in 1 John 2, John tells us particularly, he said, do not love the world, neither the things in the world, that if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If we're going to be called ones and sent ones of God, we need to realize that the supply of this world, the entertainment of this world, the enjoyment of this world is nothing but death. Now, the water of the Nile is versus the water out of the cleft rock. Christ is the cleft rock. The water is flowing out of him for us to drink. So to be saved from drinking in death, the death of the Nile, we need to drink Christ every day. He needs to be our supply and he needs to be our enjoyment. Now, in conclusion, Chris, 1 John 3:8 shows us that Satan is versus Christ. Galatians 5:17 shows us the flesh is versus the spirit. And 1 John 2:15 shows us the world is versus the Father. So we need to enjoy the triune God day by day, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, who live in our spirit, so that we can be one with the triune God to deal with Satan, the flesh, and the world, so that we could be his sent ones to cooperate with him to prepare his bride and to bring him back. This is very helpful, and I just pray that these three signs would be with us until we meet the Lord.
Ed, we all desire to be sent ones. Whether we're at work or at school, we need to be those that are sent to that workplace, sent to that classroom, that we could be ambassadors and real representatives of the Lord Jesus. We need these three signs. Thank you for your help today. For Ed Marks, I'm Chris Wilde. Thank you very much for listening.